This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to this week's state crop report, widespread rain across the state helped crops and pastures, and there were some reports of minor flooding and ponding on fields in the southern part of the state. Statewide, the average temp was 74.5 degrees, about 1.5 degrees below normal. Precip averaged around 2 inches, about 1.25 inches above normal. There were 4 days suitable for field work during the week ending on July 10th. Topsoil moisture supply was 2% very short, 9% short, 79% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 2% very short, 12% short, 78% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn silking had reached 53%, a jump of 31 percentage points over last week's number, and corn condition was rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 18% fair, 56% good, and 20% excellent. Soybeans blooming was at 39% compared to 28% last year, and soybean setting pods had reached 7%. Soybean condition was rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 19% fair, 58% good, and 16% excellent. Winter wheat harvest reached 95% complete compared to 79% last year. The Jersey County Fair has kicked off for the week, and on Sunday evening they held their annual Masters Showmanship Competition. Youth from around the county participated for the senior and junior champion titles, and to earn the title they had to show hogs, sheep, and cattle. Grand champion of the senior division was Dylan Torrey of Jerseyville. Dylan, congratulations, and let's find out a little more about you. Tell us, where did you grow up and a little about yourself?
All right, thank you very much. Actually, I was born and raised in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I moved here my fourth grade year, and I've lived in Jerseyville ever since. I've showed cattle and pigs throughout my life, and I've gone to a lot of shows throughout the years and spent a lot of time working on them. And I don't have sheep of my own. I just borrowed the sheep from a good friend. And
does your family farm?
We don't have acres, like crops. We have cattle.
Okay. And for the Master Showmanship Competition, you mentioned you don't usually show sheep, but for this particular contest, you had to show pigs, sheep, and cattle. So tell us a little bit about each of the animals you showed tonight.
All right. My pig was a crossbred barrow. He weighed 270 pounds. He was born on the 1st of January, and that's pretty much it for him. And then the sheep was a Dorset ewe. She's almost 2 years old. She'll be 2 years old in September. And then my heifer was a shorthorn heifer born March 15th. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, obviously, your hard work has paid off as you received grand champion for Master Showmanship tonight in the senior division. What about the rest of the summer? Do you have more shows on the agenda, or what's it looking like for you?
County fair-wise, we're talking about going to Highland or Madison County, and that would be our last county fair, and then we're going to go to state fair with two that we brought here, and then we have two at home that we haven't taken out anywhere. They're getting saved for state fair, so hopefully we have a good run there.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with the rest of the summer, and as far as future plans for you go, to update us, are you in college now, high school, and maybe future career plans, if you have any?
I am going to be a freshman in college at Western Illinois University, and my future plans, well, my dream job would be to work for the FBI. That's what I've always wanted to do, and I'm going to go to college and get my degree. I've been talking with FBI people, and I soon to meet a recruiter, so hopefully I get something there. And later on in my life, when I establish enough money, I'd like to buy a farm of my own and start raising cattle.
Well, sounds like you've got some great plans for the future. And just a final question for you. When you're going to shows, whether it's county fairs or the state fair, what is your favorite part about showing livestock?
My favorite part would be finally going into that show ring and just seeing how you do, because you put all that hard work in it, and if you do good, it really does feel good after doing all that hard work.
And congratulations to Dylan Torrey, as he was awarded Senior Grand Champion of Master Showmanship. Grand Champion of the Junior Division was Cole Spencer of Jerseyville. Cole's family has been showing cattle for many years, and he enjoys working with the animals.
Cole, congratulations. Let's start out by finding a little bit about you. Where'd you grow up, and just a little bit about yourself, maybe how old you are, what grade you're in.
Well, I grew up here in Jerseyville, Illinois. Cattle just kind of ran through my family. I found some friends through the farm and stuff. 13 years old, going into 8th grade, and that's about it.
And your family's been showing cattle for many years now, right?
Yeah. It's passed down from generation to generation. Currently, my great-grandma and great-grandpa own our farm, and we have generations working for it.
And tonight, you had to show a few different types of livestock. You had to show pigs, sheep, and cattle. So tell us a little bit about each one of those animals, maybe what breeds and how old each one is.
Well, the pigs are, it was a crossbred. It was born in about, it was a gilt. It was born in about February, I'd say. And the sheep, it was a Hampshire crossbred. It was about born about, well, February 15th, something about, around that. And our cattle, it's my heifer. Her name's Pearl. She was born September 13th in Shorthorn.
All right. Do you have a lot of work involved with taking care of these animals, or what do you have to do to get ready for the show today?
Well, we have to feed them, wash them, do chores with them every day, work with them, get their hair to grow, and just make sure they're healthy, doing good. Just have to work with them day by day.
So practice, then you're working with them every day, or how many times a week?
Usually about 3 to 4. We work with them, and we feed them every day. We wash them 4 to 5 days a week to get their hair to grow and make them look good.
All right. And what does the rest of the summer look like for you? Will you be participating in any more shows this week at Jersey County Fair? And what about other county fairs throughout the state?
Well, tomorrow we have the 4-H show. Wednesday we have our open show here at Jersey County. Then we will be attending Highland, Madison County, and that's in about 2 weeks. Then we'll go to Illinois State Fair. We may go to DuQuoin State Fair and maybe Calhoun Fair.
All right, well, sounds like you've got a busy rest of the summer. And when you're going to these county fairs or maybe even state fairs, what is your favorite part about showing livestock?
Just the joy of going out there working with my heifer. Me and her, we have a really good bond. Just working with her and just kind of taking her around doing what we do at a fair, showing her. That's what I like about it.
And congratulations to Cole and all of the participants at the Master Showmanship Competition in Jerseyville. Several things are on the agenda today at the Jersey County Fair. The Sheep Show starts at 8 a.m. The County Fair Parade is happening at 6 p.m. And the Talent Show starts at 8:15 this evening. Prices for the Talent Show are $5 for adults, $2 for children, or you can pay $6 for a seat on the track. And again, that's the Talent Show starting this evening at 8:15. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.